Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Listening to Steiny, Guru, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
I can't go for that.
Think it's Steiny. No. I'll see you, boy.
I can't go for that. No, no. Yeah. No, no, Dibs. No, no, no. The little Dibs. Matumbo finger wag.
Who's saying that? Steiny?
What's that? Hall & Oates. Hall & Oates,
baby. Okay. Yeah. You got that one right. Because I'm fixated
Shout
by...
Shout out Daryl Hall.
Yeah, shout out Daryl's everywhere.
Shout out Daryl Hannah. Daryl Hannah.
Yeah, Daryl Hammond, too.
Daryl Mack, run DMC.
Comedian. Yeah. Unfortunately, Daryl Johnson not going to make Mount Daryl Moore, but Steiny, just you getting that right reminds me of yesterday because we had a little problem with was stuck in the middle and who sang that song. And in fact, we found out that it's Steeler's Wheel from yesterday.
Thank you.
And, you know,
thank you very much.
Steeler's Wheel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Part of closing the loop on that is unfortunately having to revisit this awkward moment.
I'm so scared in case I fall off my chair. And I'm wondering how I'll get down the stairs.
Clowns to the rest of me.
No, that's
Clown
not
me to the right. Here I am. Stuck in the middle. Yeah, somebody will get that on the text line.
Here I am.
Stuck in the middle with you.
Wow. Yes, I don't like I'm you.
Stuck in the middle with you. I kind
of on behalf of the text line,
fellas,
before they even get it revved up, Guru, stick to basketball, Steinmetz.
All right, yeah.
No, there you go.
I kind of like that one. I'll take that one.
Yeah, so next time, you know, like earlier we asked you a question and you weren't sure how to answer, we could just fire off a good rendition of him being stuck in the middle.
Yeah, okay. I got you.
It couldn't hurt.
Yeah, hey, first of all, good afternoon to everybody who might just be joining us. We are in the p.m. hours of the day. We'll be here till 2 o'clock. Matt Stein, Matt Darrell, the Guru Johnson, and Dan Dibley. 4 days in, guys. 4 days in. What are you wagging at?
The honeymoon's still going on, dude. We are smiling like three parakeets in a tree.
Oh, hey, Dan Dibley.
Three parakeets in a tree.
I was reaching. Bad defense.
Man. All right, a couple things. Let's before we get back into the Niners, there are a couple stray pieces of very interesting news out there that I want to quick get to. The first is Sham Sharania of The Athletic, NBA reporter. He's two on the depth chart of greatest NBA reporters present day, right behind Woj. Says the Warriors are interested in Dwight Howard.
Let's go.
Daryl the Guru Johnson, do you like that?
He is everything that I said they need to allow Dibs, Draymond to float and do what he used to do when he was DPOY. And now the muscles, he can be Zaza, he can be Bogut, take up space, and now he can, you know, D. Howard can throw them muscles around. We saw what he did in the playoffs. This is a perfect fit. He's not too expensive, and the byproduct of this is Draymond now can go roughshod, you know, the rest of the game. You got the big dog under protected. Oh, and D will protect the rim.
Yeah, 16 minutes a night. Throw
to him.
That'll be great. You know, so for that one third of the game, yeah, he's going to protect the rim. And 16. I'll give Dwight Howard credit. The player he is now, he's a very good complimentary piece. Now, we can put aside what he should have become and what he should be, because offensively, he never got any better. He never was able to get the ball and shoot a jumper. I can't remember the last time he shot even a mid-range in his career. So let's take that out of play. And, Steiny, correct me if I'm wrong on any of this analysis, because you are the basketball expert. We know you're not a singing expert, but you have basketball expertise. You can't run a lot of 1-5 pick and roll with him. You can't really give him the ball on the rub where you're going to have him handle the ball and pass. He's not a passer. He's not a shooter. And right. He's 16 minutes a night. So too
he's
much hoopla from Guru.
Well, no doubt. I mean, that's
a rebounder.
Yes, too much hoopla from Guru. The one thing he would theoretically be able to do well is be what they call the role guy, like JaVale McGee. And you start thinking about the, you know, Curry and Draymond throwing that ball up just to nobody, and then JaVale would go up and get it and dunk it. That could be Dwight Howard. I'm out on Dwight Howard. I think, and you know why? I think they can do better, believe it or not. I think they need more than just a 15, 16-minute player. I don't think he would hurt them. I don't think he hurts them. They got to fill out their roster, and they need size. But I don't think he's a difference maker for the Warriors.
Wow. I mean, he has presence down there, and he's mean, Steiny, and he'll alter shots. He's still got that.
He's not mean.
You see what he did to Jokic? Throwing the bows?
You know what I really think could be an issue?
Dibs, it worked.
Seriously. The one thing I think could be an issue is we saw what happened when Dwight Howard played with Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant couldn't stand him because he was soft. Well, Kobe Bryant to me is like Draymond Green a little bit with that mentality. So that's the one thing I worry about a little. Here's another one that I think is very interesting. Tony La Russa, getting interest from the Chicago White Sox. Tony La Russa, 76 years old. And it looks like the White Sox are interested in him. Wow, there's a name out of the past that I didn't think would come up again, guys.
Right, and it's surprising when you hear the name come up that he would even be interested in maybe getting back on the bench for 162, Goo. And 76 is no spring chicken. You know, the last, quote, old guy and, you know, older guy, so to speak, Trader Jack McKeon. Remember, he got hired by the Marlins to come back? He was 80, but
he only
coached 90 games. They went 40 and 50, and then he retired at the end of the year, so I don't know what the expectations would be for a 76-year-old La Russa.
Yeah. I tell you, to win it, he's got a talented team, and we're the last show that would age shame anybody, and I'm just saying.
Why are we the last one?
Because we're the oldest trio.
We're not the Deion Sanders, 21 and 21
still,
and 21. We're young and hard, and we still look good.
Ain't La Russa's bracket.
But no,
you know what I'm saying.
Three of us are slightly older than Dr. and K. Damon Radulkowski. If I just do
I feel a lot. I feel Magic Johnson. That's anyway.
God, I hate that guy.
It's like riding a bike. Yeah, it's like riding a bike. If he doesn't have any health issues, which obviously he doesn't, if he's putting his hat in the ring, I mean, damn, it ain't like he's got to steal bases and hit the ball to pitch. He's
but
just
you
want to
ride
the line
162 times? I mean, that's a lot of seat soreness. It's
he must
like
miss it. Some guys are lifers,
ride.
Dibs. Some guys are lifers. Jim Leland, I mean, how old was he when he stepped down or left
not
the
76.
Woo.
I think he was 71.
The other thing is I always wonder with a guy like La Russa. I mean, obviously, Hall of Fame manager, great baseball mind.
He's already in.
I said Hall of Fame
manager.
Sorry. Yeah, just, again, it's all about credentials.
He's already in. Wow.
That's true. I mean, how much is he still on top of the game? I know he was consulting, but how much is he really on top of the game? Because that to me is a huge part of it. And it doesn't work perfectly, but when the Knicks made Phil Jackson their general manager, he was not equipped to be a general manager. It takes a lot of work. It's a lot of work. And you can't just go on what you knew 20 years ago. It's different. And that's the only thing I worry about with Tony La Russa.
And but the game's different, Steiny. Can
that's
he
true.
Manage the
that's
way
true.
He needs to manage? I mean, is he going to be able to – is he going
to
be a guy who says, hey, Bill, can I get today's spreadsheet so I can go ahead and manage this game? He's from the old school. So that, to me, is as interesting as the age part of it. But, Goo, let me ask you this, and I threw this out on the team text thread yesterday. What sport could a 76-year-old manage – the easiest? Is it 162 baseball season? Is it the rigors of a 16-game NFL season? Or is it being able to be a head coach? Because Nelly was over 70 when he was on the bench the last time for the Warriors.
Yeah,
which one
was,
would be
he was sawing,
rank him
he
for
was,
me, Goo?
He was sawing some Z's, though, on that bench late
no
in his
doubt.
Career.
Yeah, that's too funny. But the wear and tear at that age, to me, the less wear and tear would be an NFL game. You take one flight a week, the rest of the week, three or four days, you're at home, you're sleeping in your bed, you go to practice, you do the walk around. So to me, from afar, that would be the easiest. And obviously the NBA would back-to-back Steiny and traveling, every night in a different airport. That would be the most difficult to me.
I'm going to say that I do think baseball would be the easiest. And the reason I think it'd be better than football, there's a certain intensity about football that's undeniable.
Wow.
And you got to be on top of your game at practice, and you also got to watch tape, and you have meetings and all that kind of stuff. Baseball to me is, yes, there's still travel, but you get to a city, you're there for 3 days,
yeah.
3 or 4 days. There's not a lot of – I just think baseball, it's more laid back. You can be an effective manager without having a lot of emotion because you do most of your coaching before the game, and then you make the moves. I think baseball, but I think it's a good question.
Yeah, 888-957-9570, text in, call in, chill out by the text line. I'm fascinated because just hearing the two of you – I think basketball would be the easiest because, by and large, you got your rotations and your stars are going to do star things. All you have to do is, work the officials, guys you've known. Monty McCutcheon and I go back to 1977.
Right. What about the travel, though, Dibs? Every other night you're on a plane in a new –
Yeah, but you're on chartered planes. And, honestly, if you have to get up and go to the bathroom, shout out old guys, it's just a few, few rows down back to the – back to the bathroom, and you're on to Cincinnati. I think football would be the toughest because of the real-time decision-making and the pressure, just the absolute pressure of it.
Let me ask you this, Donnie. Would you two be out on La Russa if you were the owner? Would you say, you would say it nicely, but I would give him a chance. I'm looking at him. He looks coherent. He looks like everything's intact. I know, what do you mean? But obviously, if they're thinking about it, I'd give him a chance. But it sounds like you two – and we're all older, would be like, 76, the same gas.
I'll be honest with you. I'm not inclined to be interested in that at all, to be honest.
Wow.
Now, however,
I appreciate
he could sell me. He could, and I mean La Russa, he could sell me. You got to talk to him. He's a legend. And maybe during those interviews and over the course of getting to know him, you realize this guy's still completely cogent. He's still got passion. He's still got knowledge, and maybe an understanding of he's coming in here for 2 years to get this team over the hump. And the White Sox obviously made the playoffs, so they're there. But I would have to be sold on it. My question would be, where's Bruce Bochy managing next? Because he's the guy who is I don't want to say a poor man's La Russa, but he's in La Russa's league and still has time to be more of a great man.
Right, right.
Yeah, Bochy 11th all-time in wins, 5 behind Leo Durocher. La Russa 3rd all-time, 35 wins behind John McGraw. So if La Russa comes back and manages one season, he moves up to number 2 all-time. And Just one more as we talk about older managers, Guru. Dusty Baker's 71, and he looks like he's pretty solid with the Astros. Yeah. I mean, he's not the reason why they're down
for him.
3-1. Yeah, it'd be nice to see Dusty at least make a series of this, but he's 71, so as far as, you know, relative ages.
And let's be honest, these guys aren't running a Stairmaster every game, Stoney. They're sitting on their keister and an occasional visit to the mound to get the ball and come back. Good exercise. So it ain't like, you know, it's strenuous. If the mentals are there, and you said Dusty, I mean, we've seen it before. I think it's going to work. And the fact that they're even flirting or it's a thing, I think he's going to get the job if you get where I'm going.
Where there's smoke, there's fire, in other words.
Help me out. Look at it.
I got you.
Right already.
I got you. By the way, coming up in 10 minutes, Michael Rapaport, actor.
Yeah.
It's funny because I asked our main man, Kyle, you know, give me a short description of Rapaport. And he says, actor, comedian, director, disruptor, podcaster. Michael Rapaport.
Kyle's brilliant. And honest. Yeah,
that's plagiarized directly from his Twitter bio.
Okay, it was taken directly from his Twitter bio, so maybe Kyle's, yeah, you just all he actually really did was copy and paste Kyle's something. Bad. Nevertheless,
don't ask him anything political, Steiny, because he'll go off, you know, about Washington.
He's a guru. All right, Dib said that Rapaport is in a fantasy football league. A lot of them, one with Howard Stern,
right.
He does those little vignettes about the Knicks, et cetera. He's a big sports fan.
Yeah, and he was out here a bunch for the Warriors when they were in the NBA Finals in 19, certainly, I think in 18 as well. So he knows a lot about the Warriors. We could even hit him with that scenario of, you know, Draymond or Klay in a trade for Giannis. Is that crazy talk or is that something that makes sense? He'll have an opinion on just about everything.
Yeah, exactly. And I guess I should also mention the DRK yesterday had Ramona Shelburne on, and she indicated that the Warriors might be able to put together the best package for Giannis. However, that's only if it includes Draymond and or Klay Thompson. So we obviously knew that. You know what? Let's hear her say that. Let's hear.
Which teams would have the best packages? From where I'm sitting, guys, that's the Warriors. They have the best package. They have the trade exception. They have Wiggins. They have this year's number one pick. They have next year's Minnesota pick. That's going to be a great draft class. I mean, they have maybe you even have to talk about Klay Thompson being in a package like that too, but or Draymond or whoever you want to throw in there. But they have a great package if it comes down to it. I don't know where we're going to end up in terms of does he sign the extension, but that's the first hurdle we clear, and that's where teams start lining up.
You know, I'm going to let you guys know exactly what I think on this, and it's going to be the foundation of every single talk we have about Giannis. There is no chance Giannis is a Golden State Warrior and Klay, Steph, and Draymond are his teammates. There's no chance of that. And so every discussion about Giannis, to me, has to be discussed in the context of, okay, but you got to get rid of Klay or you got to get rid of Draymond, period.
I'm going to take that period and make it an ampersand or make it an ellipses. That's the dot, 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 right? Because you don't know. And I don't believe definitively that that's the case. I'm going to lean toward our good friend Ramona Shelburne and what she talked about, which was the Warriors' great package. And you've got the number two this year. You got two firsts next year. You've got that trade exception. You've got some mega pieces, Goo, in your package that I don't think makes it so definitive as the way Steiny is laying it out there.
No, I was just about to commend my comrade because I agree with him. And to give up something, you got to give up something. But I got to tell you too, and I was beating this drum, Steiny. I had this dream of Giannis, and it felt good to just try to wish it into existence. And now everybody's kind of doing that in this report. But Giannis, I don't want to say played so poorly. There's another level to his game that he has to get to now, if it's Giannis and Steph, which I once believed, oh, you can run Dib, Steiny, and I out there. We'll fill out the five. That's good enough.
without Klay and even Dre now, Steiny, I don't know. I'm not confident in him coming and being with Steph is enough to win it after what I saw him do just on a personal level, not blaming him, but there's some growth, Dibs, and he's going to need not just Steph Curry, other people to do other things. And I guess I would be more excited if Giannis ended up being Embiid. You know what I mean? Like, that would intrigue me more than Giannis now, because
Embiid's done more than Giannis?
No, because
Embiid's been so successful in the playoffs? Because Embiid's been so durable?
I think Embiid knows what he is on a good day, Steiny, and that's a guy that can play inside out to where Giannis still has to incorporate or learn how to navigate when the defense is set and things and get that jumper. That, you know, and there's no given that that's going to happen as soon as he puts on a Warrior jersey, if he were to. With Embiid, Dibs, you already know what you're getting with the big fella.
Yeah, you're getting maybe 44 games a season and 29 minutes a night. And God forbid Embiid, you know, have one of those awkward steps. It might cost you three quarters of a season. I'm not sure what Giannis's injury list is like, but I think it's pretty darn short. No, it seems like it is. Antetokounmpo, old number 34, is out there most of the time when Milwaukee plays. And if I'm going to look to bring in a mega-priced mega-piece, durability, you always say it, Guru, the number one ability is availability, and Joel Embiid has not shown a lot of durability would be number two. Other than availability, I think I might go with durability, probably right behind ability itself.
Yeah, I mean, and I get it. Giannis was exposed a little in the postseason, but he's still a top five NBA player. He's still a player with the warts he has, who is just absolutely phenomenal. And, I mean, I'll just say it. If I'm the Warriors, I'm definitely giving up Draymond to get him. And the real question we have to ask is, would you be willing to give up Klay Thompson? And while it might be easy right away to say no chance.
Yeah, that's where it goes, Donnie.
But the other thing we may have to also realize is the Bucks saying, we are not taking Klay Thompson off an ACL injury. So, I think there's a lot of hurdles to overcome, but it's sure fun to talk about. A couple things. Kyle, just on fire here with the text. And here's the one that he had about Mark Jackson. 25 NBA teams have changed coaches at least once since Mark Jackson was fired in 2014. So
25.
He's been skipped over 25 times.
Dibs, how is it that he's good enough to be on a national broadcast? Those three with Bream and Van Gundy, excellent. One of my favorites. How's he good enough for that position, but yet he's a joke to a lot of other people when he turned this Warrior franchise around? He messed up. He messed up not on the basketball level, in the people skill aspect of it, but we're in a world of society now, second chances. Mark get his?
He messed up a little bit on the basketball side, too.
Well, and put aside the basketball side of it, I think the comments that were homophobic in nature, that's one of those ones that you can't come back from. I personally, and the relationships with his own assistant coaches, the way he walled himself off from the franchise, those are things that don't necessarily go away.
Does the religion scare you, Dibs? Remember how he would have the guys come?
The religion doesn't scare me. Him using religion as something that fits into the basketball equation, yes, I have a problem with that.
You were going to say weaponize, and I'm glad you didn't, because it's not quite that far, but using it as a tool to manipulate players and just a focus, an in-season focus that wasn't necessarily where it should have been. And just because he came up with such things as Mama, there goes that man, and hand down, man down, doesn't necessarily.
I heard that in a while.
You know, that's the coach to get you.
I guess
that.
Nice. You know what, Steiny? Just my last thing on Mark is he's gotten some trouble, and we saw that, you know, off the court with the mistress or whatever. But damn it, when you want to be a mentor,
it's called extortion. It was. Yeah, let's call it what it was. Extortion.
You can look it up. But I say that, Steiny, is a lot of times guys giving advice on how to come back from something, you got to go through it. And I'm not saying that's a feather in his cap, but damn it, if ABC can still keep him at his job, he's, when I hear him talk, he just, not that Uncle Dibs, but a mentor, a real guy that seems like he's learned from his mess ups.
Goo, let me tell you something. I'm dead serious. You looking for a mentor? You look to the two guys who you're on a show with before Mark Jackson. Fact. If you're looking for a mentor. Oh, yeah. I said it. By the way, Emmanuel Mosley, he's practicing without the non-contact jersey today. That's a good sign that he will play on Sunday for the San Francisco 49ers. Emmanuel Mosley. So there's a little more good news for the San Francisco 49ers.
After what we saw last weekend, secondary and offensive line are the two areas that you're just begging to play better. And I encourage all of you listening and the two of you, if you haven't done this, learn about the return to play protocol as it pertains to concussions. Part of my training as the Bishop O'Dowd boys varsity volleyball architect you got to go through all these trainings, Guru, about, you know, what if your kid has a seizure? How do you apply a tourniquet? All this stuff. And part of it, you learn about the return to play protocol. So Emmanuel Mosley is going right along with the schedule. You can't get into, you know, high exertion activity until you go through the steps. So the fact that he's out of that jersey, he's going to be able to play on Sunday, barring any other setback.
Yeah, they'll need him, Steiny.
What's that?
They'll need him.
They need as many. They need as many competent players this week as they can put out on the field. By the way, I thought of somebody who had a worse day than Brian Allen, and he's a 49er. Ross Dwelly.
Wow.
And the but Dwelly was 0-for-1, 0-for-1, one play. And his guy beat him like a drum. At least Allen made one play. He made one play where he stopped the receiver who made the reception short of the first down.
Congratulations!
That's right.
Right.
Exactly. So he doesn't get get the Bonehead of the Day award. No, I shouldn't say. Bonehead's a little strong. But let's not forget it wasn't just our guy Brian Allen. By the way,
it was. Of the 46 man active roster, you could put that on about 42 of them. So
that's true.
It's easy to highlight the corner who gets cooked, but how much pressure was being applied to Fitzmagic? Fitzmagic was like 14 of 15 at one point. You gotta be kidding me.
He got ugly fast, Steiny.
You know what? He's kind of an interesting quarterback, I think. Believe it or not.
He's got some chicken, too. He's got a couple of teams to give him some paper.
You know what? It's too bad he's not the exact same player and 30 years old. You know what I mean? Because he's too old now to have too much more of a greater ceiling. But here we go. Let's go. Let's get right to it. Welcome in Michael Rapaport, actor, comedian, director, disruptor, podcaster. You can check him out at Tommy T's next week in Pleasanton, October 23rd, 24th, 25th. And that's a little of the introduction to Michael Rapaport. I'll tell you all the other stuff he's doing at the end. How you doing, Michael? Thanks for joining us. Really appreciate it. How are your fantasy football teams going this year, man?
They're going very well.
We got to get a better line. I'm going to knock this out right away. Got to get a better line for Michael. He's too valuable.
That's so.
Almost happened to DeMarco, but like a good reliever, we got to save Dibs.
Yeah, you got to hang in there sometimes. We'll get a reconnection here. We'll get a restart with Michael.
Do you think
Rapaport.
I was too quick on the hook with Rapaport there?
Absolutely not. Okay. Absolutely not. We have to, as a tenet of this new show, we're going to hold each other accountable. We're going to mark the tape, and we're going to deliver high-quality connections at all times. And if we can't do that, darn it, then what are we doing here, gentlemen?
No, I agree with you. I agree with you there. By the way, Michael Rapaport, when he comes back on, will be brought to you by the Bay Area Chevy Dealers Guest Line. By the way, before we get him back on, and I'll stop as soon as we get him, you know, Guru, we were talking about LeBron James real quick yesterday and Jordan. And I realized
Mike about it.
LeBron James went to the finals second year, 22 years old. He took that horse bleep team to the NBA finals. And yet, You find a way to criticize that, even though at 22, Michael Jordan hadn't won a playoff series.
Yeah, Stoney, but the world. And
okay,
the
he's back now. Sorry,
Goose.
Sorry, Michael's back. Can't hear your side of it.
Classic filibuster.
Yeah, Michael, thanks so much. How are your fantasy teams doing, man?
They're doing great. Do you hear me good? Do you hear me loud and clear? Do you hear me like 5G, 6G, all that stuff?
Yes. Yes, you're in.
Okay. All right, good. My fantasy football teams are doing well. I won the draft. I have two great quarterbacks on my two teams. I have Russell, the love muscle, and Patrick Mahomeboy. You might have heard of both of them.
How many leagues are you in?
Just two. Because you know what? I did the three leagues. I did 1 year four leagues. I love it so much, and if I can't invest every single bit of my focus, my love, and my trash talking, why do it? You know, it's like, oh, yeah, I'm in nine leagues. Who cares? I'm down to two great leagues that I care about, killing everybody every week. I had a great season. Fortunately, I haven't had any COVID players. This is the craziest year of fantasy football, going to be probably the craziest year of regular football. And I'm enjoying it. You know, I'm coming off the heels. I know you're going to get to it. I'm coming off the heels of I'm sure you guys in the Bay Area felt the same way. It was a rough night watching the Lakers win. It was rough. I think that was that Monday? Was that Monday night? Was that 4 days ago?
I blocked it out, Michael.
Sunday,
I completely blocked it out. As soon as that game started and the Heat were down 25-0, I had to turn it off.
It killed me. It killed me. It ruined me. And I got to be totally honest. I was going over the some of the biggest losses that I've suffered as a sports fan, and I put that up there with losing. And I'm not an Atlanta Falcons fan, but watching the Falcons come back versus the Patriots, brutal, and then the LeBron James block on Andre Iguodala, crushing. It was crushing. Of course, I was there when Kevin Durant revenged that. I, of course, had the broom for game three, Cleveland, and then they told me don't bring the broom. So I brought the plunger to Oracle, and we plunged them right back to Cleveland because, you know, I love the Warriors. But that was brutal on Sunday. It was Sunday night. It seems like so long ago, but it was Sunday night. I just wanted ice cream. I don't know why. I felt like a little child. I wanted to curl up in a blankie and eat ice cream. My wife said, "You're not eating ice cream. You're 50 years old. Grow up." She told me to grow up. So I had to sit there with no ice cream, wrapped in a blanket, and watch this ballroom championship given out to LeBron James. I can't stand him. I can't stand him.
Is it unfair for me to call them the Los Asterisk Lakers, Michael?
You know, I have to say, I would say it's unfair. I mean, in all seriousness, thank God they were able to play for crazy people like us. No matter how it was dished out, at least we had that. You know, they still had to beat all the teams. Every team had the majority of their guys. You know, there weren't any major injuries off of major stars. You know, you could say Dragon, for the Heat. But I don't think, the Heat weren't going to beat the Lakers. They weren't going to beat them. The L.A. Clippers didn't even make it to the Western Conference Finals. They should be ashamed of themselves. They got Doc Rivers fired. You know, Giannis and those guys lost. The Philadelphia 76ers, Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons, they're talented losers. They're like fun, friendly guys with super talent, but they don't have any. They don't have that chutzpah. They don't have the clankers to do it. And I mean, as much as it hurt me, they won the championship and they won it fair and square. So you have to give it to them. That's not saying I liked it. I didn't enjoy it. So I did not enjoy it.
Mike, I'm listening to you. You got to help me out, man, because I seen you on TV with Skip, Stephen A., and the rest of the gang.
Yep.
LeBron James has grown on me. Year 17, he won the genetic lottery, and he's phenomenal in year 17. But when you talk about two horns on your head, the GOAT, Mike, there's only one GOAT, and that's Michael Jordan. And we've seen him exhibited in the clutch. There is no Dallas in the finals where LeBron was running from the shot. I ask you, Mr. Rappaport,
Who is the GOAT of the NBA?
The greatest basketball player, the greatest winner, is Michael Jordan. Hello. I will say this. Now, I listen, I was there with the plunger. Game 5 in Oracle. So I'm not an apologist, but I must say, as far as having the greatest career, and he has the genetic DNA, and fortunately he doesn't get injured, and he's big. His career, I don't think there's anyone who we could compare him to, because he's been there, even though he's lost 6 gorgeous times in the finals. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, not 3, not 4, not 5, 6 times. He's made it there 10 times with 3 different teams. He's sick. He's sick. I want nothing more than Golden State to just fly under the radar, make some moves in the offseason, and come back and bury them. Because it's like everybody's forgotten about the Warriors. It's like that was – it feels like so long ago since Durant went down and Klay went down. It seems like, you know, it was a little bit more than a year ago, but it feels, because everything we're going through, like it's so long ago. But they're going to be back. They're going to be a major problem. And I got them coming out of the West again.
Wow. You're listening to Michael Rapaport. He's an actor, comedian, director, disruptor. He does a podcast. He's going to be on the comedy stage at Tommy T's in Pleasanton, October 23rd, 24th, 25th. You can get tickets at MichaelRapaportComedy.com. And as always, all our guests are brought to you by the Bay Area Chevy dealers. You know, hey, you have any 49ers on your fantasy teams, your two fantasy teams?
George the Animal Kittle.
Okay.
George. That's who I got this year. As of now, I think, yeah, that's the only guy I have now. You know, I want them to get it together. The great Fred Dean, shout out to the great San Francisco 49er. I know he passed away. But yeah, George the Animal Kittle, who I love. I love the animals.
Man, I mean, seriously, appreciate bringing up Fred Dean. We talked about him a little bit. Tell you what, you're the real deal, man. You know your sports.
Oh man, I love sports is so much of you know, like in all seriousness, I was talking to my wife during this game. She was like, "You're crazy. You're weird." Like when I was under the blanket with LeBron, I said, "You know what? You know, women, and you know, you can't say every woman and every man, but for a man and a woman, sports is like their red carpet. You know how a lot of women will sit there 3 hours before the Emmys, the Grammys, and they'll sit on the red carpet screaming and yelling and hooting and hollering. It's as crazy as me being wrapped in a blanket, cheering and feeling all the blows of the goal of the Lakers winning. It's entertainment. And thank God we have this stuff. Thank God that I still care. Thank God these athletes were able to perform, that the NFL was able to get off, Major League Baseball, whatever it's worth, you know, with fans, no fans, it's not the same, obviously, but they're still the best of the best. They're still out there competing. And it's been great. You know, we've had so much craziness this year, and disappointment and heartbreak and suffering and pain and fear. So to have it's great theater. You know, sports is great theater. And whether you're winning or losing, it's like that old ABC Wire World of Sports, the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. There would be no fun celebrating the wins if you didn't suffer through the losses. You know what I'm saying? So I love it. I love sports so much. It means so much to me. And I really, appreciated all that I've watched in the last 6 months, because it's been a crazy year.
And over the course of 11 hours on a Sunday, the highs and lows that you go through with your favorite teams, your fantasy teams, what's the setup look like for you, Michael, when you're trying to watch every game? How many TVs and exactly how many blankets and how many ice cream cones?
Okay, good question. Very good question. And the one thing you left out is how much clothes do I have on? Because it varies. I'll take clothes off. I'll put clothes on. If something great happens, I might strip down into a jockstrap. I have a fantasy football banana hammock that I wear. I don't want to get too graphic or freak anybody out. But it's just one TV. It's me alone in a room. And there's potato chips in involved, and there's dips. Sometimes there's potato chips in my hair, in my chest hair. And at the end of the day, you know, you leave it all on the floor, and that's the fun of it. And, you know, thank God, like I said, thank God.
And then your wife cleans it up.
No, she will.
Can you say that?
Do that? No. She won't clean up anything. I'm in there by myself.
Gotcha.
It's return to sender. When I return it, it has to come back the same way. But she lets me be, and it's a lot of fun. You know, like I said, it's all fun and entertainment, and it's an escape. You know, and I appreciate all the athletes, even the LeBron and the teams I hate and the players I can't stand. It's beautiful theater.
Mike,
hey,
I gotta ask you this. Oh, I'll go ahead, Snoddy.
Yeah, all right, go ahead, squeeze it in, Goo.
No, real quick, I was gonna ask you about Jimmy G. Mike, what do you think of him? We he came from New England. The fans out here don't respect him. He had the episode with the porn star. When you hear Jimmy G, what do you see, Mike?
I thought he was gonna do better. I obviously that injury was rough. I still don't think he's back from it fully, like the movement that he first had when he first became a 49er. I don't know if he's the guy. I don't know if he's the guy. I don't know. He's like kind of a guy, but he's not the guy. You know, he didn't show up in the Super Bowl last year. And, I mean, it's so hard to get to the Super Bowl. You guys know this. It's so hard. And then when you get there, it's like they have to, like, protect his skill set. So it's hard to get there when you get there and you don't do it. And then this season, and you know, obviously I know there's been injuries with the team, so I can't say that he's the guy, but he's better than a lot of players, but so is Matt Stafford. And look what he's doing. He gets $237 million out there in Detroit. They're never getting anything.
Yeah.
Never getting anything. They pay this guy so much money. They're winning nothing with the Lions. So, it just shows how valuable even like the second tier great quarterbacks are, and I think that's what Jimmy G is. He's not a great quarterback. He's that second tier, and he makes so much money. He's got the hair and he's got cheekbones, but that's only Super Bowl.
Yeah. Hey, Michael, thank you so much for joining us. Look forward to next week when you're at Tommy T's in Pleasanton, October 23rd, 24th, 25th. You can get tickets at michaelrapaportcomedy.com. Thank you so much, man.
Awesome. All right, I appreciate you guys, and I'm looking forward to the Warriors coming back next season.
No doubt about it. We'll have you back on when they get up to play. And Michael Rapaport, thank you so much for joining us. He's a funny guy. I like guys like that. East Coast guy. All right, here's what's coming up. That's not why I like it. He's funny.
That was an unnecessary addendum.
Yeah,
it was. It was.
What if I told you? West Coast eye roll from your boy Dibs.
What if I told you this? The reason was because I was scrolling and I was filling at the same time. I was scrolling the Word document. Here's what's coming up on 95.7 The Game.
Tease it.
Brought to you by Amazon Workforce. All right. Jimmy Garoppolo, it looks like he's going to get the ball on Sunday night if all goes well. The question is, will he have that ball all night, and is he coming out on a win? That's all sponsored by Amazon Workforce.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.